Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. We are down here in sunny northwestern Florida, and it is chilly, but it's not as chilly as our friends up in East Coast who are getting another foot of snow today. So it is crazy as all get out. But I'm excited. We are going through Joel Comm's book, Twitter Power. And let me tell you something. If you have not bought this book, don't be a procrastinating leader like I was. Jim told me to go buy this. I put it off. Now I can't put it down. This is a phenomenal book. I think it will benefit people. It doesn't matter if you're using Twitter, if you're using Tumblr, if you're using something else. This book can actually be your guideline. This is a phenomenal book. And, Jim, I'm turning it over to you because I'm excited to hear what you have to share, buddy.
Well, this morning's chapter is actually a chapter that has grown far beyond what Joel has written in his book, because in the last couple of days I've been out and I've been doing some research online that has to do with the content of this chapter and building a following on Twitter. And there have been so many sites that have evolved and come up since he wrote this book that are designed specifically to help people build a following, that the list is honestly too long to mention. And what we're probably going to wind up doing is we're probably going to wind up having to create one of those ebooks that Doug's been bugging us to do for the 7BDNU and put all this information with the hyperlinks embedded into them, with the different places that you can go and the different tools that you can use and everything. And there's a lot of these tools offer affiliate programs to make a little money, by sharing them with others. And they're not things that you're going to make a lot of money on, but they're something that can help you to offset the cost of your original purchase of picking them up and stuff. One of them I'm going to share with you later on in the show is a site called buytweetadder.com, and you'll I'll give you a chance to go check that out here in a little bit and see what that's all about. But it is amazing to me, Troy, how many people are joining Twitter on a daily basis. I recently, you've got this site on your blog, and it prompted me to go add it to our Aces Radio Live blog as well. And that's a thing called, it's a little widget on your website called Tweet Counter. And what Tweet Counter does is Tweet Counter gives a person who has a blog the ability. Well, wait a minute. Before I even go down that rabbit hole, I want to come back and I want to talk real quick about the three most important rules in social media and why it's no different in Twitter. Our good friend Doug Fireball always teaches that in social media, the three most important rules that there are to developing a following of any kind are, number one, find a way to serve other people. Number two, find a way to serve other people. And number three, I bet you can probably guess what this one is, huh? Find a way to serve other people. And through using that simple concept, you have the ability, and this is what Joel writes in the very beginning of chapter 4 here, where he talks about building a following. The most important is the piece of advice that remains golden whatever you're doing on the internet. Produce content that's interesting, fun, and valuable. So, in essence, if you want to have and develop a following of people on Twitter, keep your tweets interesting, fun, and valuable. Now, tomorrow we're going to get into the art of the tweet, and that's where this really becomes just huge, because understanding the art of the tweet is what's going to cause people to want to connect with you. It's what's going to cause people to want to add you. Being active is a key. But there are literally, I mean, I lost count. I don't know if you were doing this yesterday or not, Troy, but yesterday, one of the things that I went looking for, knowing what we were talking about on today's chapter, was the multitude of different sites like Tweet Counter, like Grader.com that also has a Twitter.grader.com function, just like it has a Facebook.grader.com, just like it has a blog.grader.com. And by the way, what did you discover in when you did the website grader and the blog grader about your awesome site over there at MLM Help Desk?
Well, you know, we were ranked in the top 98% of all websites that they have researched, and there's like 2 million of them. And you know, Jimmy, it became an addiction yesterday. I literally went through their analytics of both my Twitter and my website, and I was making changes all day long to the little things that they had said I needed to change. But here's something that I found very interesting, and I think every person should use Grader.com if they've got a blog or a website. One of the analytics that they looked at was the verbiage used on that site. And they literally went, whatever analytics they used, they go through all the algorithms, and they come back and they stated, you have an undergraduate college level content on your website. And I don't account that to my writing at all. I account that to the comments that are on that website. We have a very intelligent community over there that when they articulate themselves, they do it in a good manner. And folks, you need to look at that, because when you're looking at grading stuff, whether it's your blog, your Facebook, your Twitter, the higher the rank, the more respect that you're going to get, not just from the search engines and all this stuff, but from the people that come to your website. When they see that it's professional, when they see that articulate people are there, all of a sudden you become the authority in your niche, whatever that niche is. So, Jim, I tell you, I wish I could tell you I was out doing all the stuff that Joel tells us to do in Twitter Power, but thank you, my friend. I got stuck over there and was going through webinars and e-books and changing stuff, and I've still got some changes to do today, but it was awesome, man.
Troy, I am absolutely amazed with that site, because it's a site that if you pay attention to it, it will teach you a lot of key things about enhancing your presence on the internet. As you know, it's helped me with Facebook.
Oh yeah.
The other site, TwitterCounter.com, is very similar. You can actually, you know, use Twitter Counter. You can become a featured member over at Twitter Counter and help them, or they will promote you to get recognized and get followers and everything. I mean, it's absolutely awesome. Let me ask you this. What prompted you to add Twitter Counter to your blog in the first place?
Well, you know what? When I was over on the website looking at that, I thought, wait a minute. I have my little Facebook thing setting up there, and I thought, I've gotten a lot of friends off of my Facebook. They might be searching about a company, come across my blog, and then they've asked to add me as a friend over at Facebook. And I thought, this is good. But then when I was over there looking at the Twitter Counter and all that stuff, I thought, you know what? If I put this up here, people can now not just follow me over at Twitter, but they'll see that we're ranked at a very high level on Twitter, which means, again, we're adding value to what's going on. And my whole focus after getting into Twitter Power is to start using Ping FM throughout the day, utilizing that 140 character post, because I want to post stuff to people that I think is important. And it's not just going to be my stuff, Jimmy. What I'm going to do is, when I see something roll across my desk that has importance, whether it's an article from somebody else, whether it's a news event, whether it's something like the other day I was watching Fox Business and the Herbalife president was coming on to do a speech, I'm going to start using that to get it out there. So I figure if I put it on my website, people that aren't following me on Twitter will now follow me on Twitter, and I'll be able to get more value into the hands of the consumer than what I've been in the past.
Well, that's exactly the key in my mind to making this thing just absolutely huge, because it's all about creating value. You know, there's another site, and I'm kind of going down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I'm kind of, in one way, I'm putting the rabbit, putting the cart before the horse. And, you know, let me stop right there before I go too far down that rabbit hole, and we'll get to that as we'll come back to that as we move down this rabbit hole. I'm going to go through the steps as Joel's got them outlined in the book here, in order, so that everybody understands that the importance of getting this book and reading it in its entirety and understanding what has captured our attention and why we're even doing a class on this book in the first place. So the three most important things that Joel talks about developing your following right from the get-go are, number one, identifying the experts. Now, we've talked in detail about this, and, you know, who says they're an expert? Well, you know, that could be a subject in and of itself, because there are so many people. Troy, I'm going to give you a second to go on your rant about this, about self-proclaimed gurus. Talk for a minute about, you know, the gurus and how to pick a guru, because this identifying experts is the first most important thing that he had listed in here, but I want you to, this is something you're really passionate about, so I want you to hit on this.
Well, I'll be more than happy to, because, you know, and it's not, Jimmy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try not to go down a rabbit hole, but I tell you what, I was on the phone late last night with two of my leaders, and they both said, Troy, we are so tired of gurus in every industry. Because people will tell you they're certified. They'll tell you that they're a guru. They do all this. When you go over and you look, especially in this situation, whether it's Facebook, social media, whatever you want to call it, you go to their website. Their website's ranked like in the millions, or it has no ranking at all. You start doing some background check, and you find out that they haven't ever accomplished anything. All they did was they grabbed up an idea, and they went out, and they basically plagiarized what somebody else was doing. Now, folks, if you're going to follow a guru, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they wrote a book and they were a guru, but I'd say that's a good case study. You know, I went and I looked at what Jim was saying about Twitter Power, so I went over to the Twitter Power website. Well, the ranking's very high. I went over to Joel Comm's website, and it's like, not only is the ranking high, but, man, he's got some very powerful endorsements. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this is pretty good. Well, I went and looked at some of my own mentors out there, guys like Jack Humphrey, who is by far the authority when it comes to blogging. And I looked at the authority that he has. I look at the success of people that have followed him. And I thought, this is great. Then I go back to some of these self-proclaimed gurus, and the testimonials have somebody's first name and a last initial. No website to go look at. No information. It's all, you know, concocted by the guru themselves, in my opinion. And if you're going to follow people, no matter what industry it's in, find the expert. Now, I'll go a little off subject, but, you know, I know there's a lot of crap I get in my email, and sometimes it talks about the sex gurus out there. Well, you know, you don't just follow somebody that says they're good at sex. You're going to go and you're going to see if they've got Oprah's endorsement, if they've got Dr. Gray's endorsement. You're going to go find somebody that's an expert wherever you need. Well, the same doggone thing rings true here. Just because somebody smiles at you, has got a sexy little look, doesn't mean they're a daggum expert. I'd rather have a grumpy old helicopter pilot talking to me and proving to me by looking at his website what he's doing and looking at his Facebook grader and realizing this dude rocks than some cockamamie wannabe, dull, negative, disillusioned crybaby. And I'm off on a tangent, but you know what I'm saying, Jimmy.
Oh, that's why I invited you to
right.
do that. Because I know.
So, folks, follow what Joel is writing here. Listen to what Jim is saying, because this is important. If you look, you could spend, gosh, Jimmy, I don't know. We know one guru charges hundreds of dollars, others charges thousands. Folks, you could spend all that money, and then you have nothing at the end of the day. I would rather see you invest $24.95 in one book, write in that book, master that book, do one thing right, than to blow that money. And better yet, just download all of our podcasts. They're free, and get some good advice from what we're sharing here. Go do it yourself. that will help you.
Well, and you bring up a hugely valuable point right there, and that's the fact of the podcast. The podcasts are free.
Take a loss.
The podcast. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Jimmy must have been on mute or something happened. So, folks, here's the kicker, and this is what we're getting at. When you take and follow the steps that Joel has, especially in chapter 4,
can you hear me?
And I mean, this is important because when you literally follow the stuff that Joel has in the book and you look at what he has put in here, and Jimmy's a master at this. Folks, I wish I could tell you that I've mastered all this Twitter stuff, but I haven't. But in going through this, I can tell you this, it really does work. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm here. I've been here.
It went
you hear
dead.
Me?
I don't know what happened, man. It just went dead on me.
Huh. That's weird.
That is. Go ahead.
Well, what I started to say was, you mentioned the podcasts. Folks, the podcasts are available free through blogtalkradio.com/radio for your mind. They're available free through blogtalkradio.com/Jim Gilhouse for Aces Radio Live. And you can get a subscription to both of our podcasts for the morning show and the Friday afternoon show, where we've got all of our leaders featured directly through iTunes. You can go in and you can do a search, and you can find it by Aces Radio Live. You can find it by my name. You can find it by Troy's name. You can find it by Radio for Your Mind. And you can literally download individual podcasts for free, or you can subscribe to the podcasts for free. And the reason I bring this up is we're making this information available to you for your benefit. And we're not charging anything for it. And, you know, a lot of these so-called self-proclaimed gurus out there charge big money for their programs that you don't have to pay. And I would encourage you to get Joel's book, look through the book, read the book, and compare some of the notes, because when we do reviews like this, just like when we do a review on a company, a product, a service, an opportunity, or anything else, We do that based on our experience and our scrutiny. So there's going to be some things that we're going to say slightly differently. In the case of Twitter Power, there's going to be a bunch of sites that we're going to share with you that have evolved since Joel wrote this book. So it's kind of an update to the information that he spent, you know, months researching and putting together, along with a staff of people that helped him write this book. Now, so take advantage of the free information. I can't emphasize that enough. It's for your benefit. It's for your benefit to share that with your teams and to help, to let other people know about what we're doing here as well. The next in the top three things that he mentions on building your following, it's titled Building a Following on Twitter, and I titled the lesson for the day Building Your Following on Twitter, because ultimately that's what everybody really is looking to do, is build your following. The next one is gain their friendship and respect. And when he talks about that, he's talking about the experts. The way that you connect with the experts, with the gurus, is by doing something that is powerful. Troy just talked about this a minute ago in terms of one of the things that he's going to be using Ping FM for. And I'm gonna give you another little tidbit that's going to be huge in this, and that's there's two super powerful things that you can do to gain the respect of others, and that's using mentions and retweets. So if you're sitting and you're paying attention to what's going on Twitter, and you see something that a person you're connected to puts out, and you say, hey, this is really good information, then do a retweet of that information. It shows them that you're paying attention to the content that they're putting out. It shows them that you respect the information that they're putting out. And it draws attention to you from that person that you're paying attention to them. Those are the people that are going to reach back. They're going to follow, and they're going to be paying attention to the things that you're doing, because you're showing respect to them. They're going to want to look to see who you are and what you're all about. That's a big thing. And
I can tell you that Facebook allows you to do tags in the same manner that Twitter allows you to do mentions. And the way that you do that is you start with the at sign, and then you type out the person's username, or in the case of Facebook, their actual name on their profile, and it embeds that as a hyperlink into the post that you're creating. And that's called an at mention on Twitter. It's called a tag on Facebook. Either way, it's a powerful little tool for gaining the respect and friendship of other people, of other leaders and so-called, you know, gurus and experts that you want to connect with. Because Twitter has no limit on the number of people that you can connect with. So what we're finding now is that the real gurus have tons and tons and tons of people following them, but there's not as many people that they're following because it's so much harder to follow all those people. But if you want to get on their list of people that they're following, one of the surefire ways to do that is by way of at mentions and retweets. Right? Troy, anything you want to add on that before I go on? Am I even on still?
Yeah, you are. Go, keep going, Jimmy. I had it on mute because I've been sneezing, and you just keep crashing.
Okay, cool. Before I forget, the other thing I want to mention is using that same technique is a way to connect with people on Facebook, because Facebook, more and more of the elite users on Facebook are maxed out. Their profiles are maxed out. But if you're using the tagging function of their fan page, as an example, then you may be finding that they're more and more interested in you and wanting to add you as a personal connection in that limited number of spaces of 5,000 that they're allowed to connect with. That's something that is very, very important to understand. Okay, last, number 3 says, give back more than you take. And folks, this is nothing more than a repeat of the 5 laws of stratospheric success from the Go-Giver. This is your law of value is determined by how much more you give than what you give in service than you take in payment. That is the first law of the 5 laws of stratospheric success in the book, The Go-Giver. And this just reiterates that point. It goes hand in hand in my mind with the concept of the at mentions and the retweets, because those are the kinds of things that are really going to give you the ability to reach out and connect with people. Okay. Now, the first thing you have to understand is when you start building this following, the first thing that I recommend that you do before you go inviting all your friends and family and everybody out of your address book and all that other stuff is to go out and do some research. Go to twitter.grader.com. See who the big users are. Go to tweetgrade.com. Man, I tell you, I saw so many of these yesterday that it wasn't even funny. There are so many of them that are uploaded on my computer right now that I can't even begin to tell you.
I know, Jimmy, if you send them to the Facebook grader, everything else shows up at the bottom of the page. I do know that.
Right. Well, there's, I know that Joel has one here in the book that he really promotes heavily as far as one of the grading tools, and that's, Twitter Rank. That's at twitterrank.com. That's going to be one of the places where you definitely want to go, all right? As you're starting out, the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go look for people that you already know. And understand that a lot of these people, they're not going to follow you back right away. Some will, some won't, and you just got to work with that. And that's why, this function that I was telling you about earlier about buytweetadder.com, B-U-Y-T-W-E-E-T, adder, A-D-D-E-R.com, gives you, it's one of the best tools that I've discovered out there to manage your Twitter account. And that system allows you to follow and unfollow people and put people on a save list. It allows you to be able to send pre-scheduled tweets throughout the day about different things. The most important aspect of this is as you approach the number 2,000, when you reach the number 2,000 followers that you are personally following, if you don't have at least 1,801 people following you, it will not allow you to follow any more people until you have an equal number to a ratio of not less than 10%. Let me say that again, because that can be a little confusing. You have to have no less than 10% people following you than you are following. And that's why, you know, the really super people out there that are, you know, real gurus, a lot of them, they have significantly less number of people that they follow than are following them. And in doing that, they have an unlimited number of people that they can follow because they have so many more people following them. Hopefully that makes sense.
Hey, let me say something on that too, Jimmy. A minute ago you mentioned they might not follow you back as quickly as you follow them. And the folks need to know that when they're Twittering, they don't need to put on there, you know, I'm in the bathroom reading a book, or I'm taking my wife out to eat, stuff like that. If they want people to follow them, especially power users, they need to be putting out stuff of content, stuff of value that people can use, not just little flippant comments like we see sometimes the newscasters make fun of and stuff like that.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and that's what the show tomorrow is really going to be all about, is the art of the tweet and building tweets that people will want to follow. So yeah, you're going to want to listen tomorrow and find out more about that. But before we run out of time, I want to cover a few last points that Joel talks about in terms of ways to help you build your blog. Okay, we talked, you know, about looking for people you already know. That's one of the big keys. The next one is to tweet your blog. And if you don't have a blog, you need to get a blog, because a blog is a place for people to look and learn more about who you are as an individual. You can do stories about your family. You can do stories about events and adventures that you're involved with, all kinds of things. You know, get the tweet adder, not tweet adder, Twitter counter widget, put that up there so you know who's visiting your blog, and you know you got some streams from the people that are going in there and doing that. The next one he says in here, and this is kind of a joke, but it's not a joke, and that's pay your followers. And he doesn't mean to pay your followers with money. What he means is pay your followers with content, pay your followers with respect, pay your followers with retweets and at-mention tweets, things of that nature. Respond to requests. In other words, if somebody sends out a message requesting information about something, hey, does anybody know where a good place is to eat in, you know, Destin, Florida? You know, Troy might pop on and say, you know, something about one of the local locations there. And he may not really know this person at all, but when you respond to that request, it gives the ability for a person to see, hey, this person's paying attention to me, and they may want to connect with you as a result of that. Okay? Next one is mobilize your social network. And this is important. This is so important that it's not even funny. By mobilizing your social network, what they're really talking about there is connecting within your Facebook community, within every other community that you've got there. Make your Twitter address known. Okay? And that leads right to the next one, which is number six, is put your Twitter name in your signature. So if you know in your emails and everything else, use your Twitter name. In my case, it's at Jim Gilhouse. You know, use that as part of your signature and things that you do online. Next says run a contest. You know, figure out a way to have people that you know help you grow your list of following and everything. And that pretty much sums up the chapter for today on building your following on Twitter. Tomorrow, again, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the art of the tweet. Today, I would encourage you, when we get done with this call, to get online and just do a Google search for Twitter ranking programs, Twitter management programs, things of that nature. And I would really encourage you to go get the one by tweetadder.com, because that's one that can help you. It's one of the best ones that I've seen out there. And there's some really good ones. There's Tweet Glide. There's there are so many of these awesome programs. Yes, they all cost a little bit of money, but I tell you what, they are well worth it. Here's a free one. Here's a free one that is really good also. It's called Hootsuite.com. And with Hootsuite.com, you can actually use multiple Twitter accounts. You can use Facebook accounts. You can use LinkedIn accounts. You can use Plex accounts. You can even use Facebook pages as part of the Hootsuite.com. So, you know, the only thing the Hootsuite.com doesn't give you the ability to do that ByTweetAdder does is manage your connections and keep people on safe lists and stuff like that. Folks, Troy, anything you want to add before we sign off today?
I just want to add that I love this show. I love these people. I hear stuff like you do, Jimmy, from people that are listening live. They're streaming on here, and the content is what they love. And I just want to thank you as my buddy and my partner and my friend for being on here doing this show, because I didn't know anything about Twitter. You're the expert, or the growing expert, in this partnership we've got on this. And, man, it's helped me a lot already, and I thank you for that.
Well, I'm no guru. I'm just a regular guy that's looking to help other people. And, you know, I do that through sharing the knowledge that I learn along the way. And, Troy, I appreciate you, you know, more than you know, and for your friendship and your guidance and, you know, just, you know, keeping me focused from time to time. So thank you, my friend. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow morning with the Art of the Tweet. We hope you have an awesome day. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye now.